Here's one student who did vote in the local elections.
My name is Eliza Filene, and I'm a senior, and I'm from Carrboro. I voted the day before yesterday, 2 minutes before they closed the polling station, which was a little stressful, but everyone was super nice, and it was a really fun experience.
Filene is actually one of the few UNC students who is voting this year. On the ballot are mayors and members of the town councils and school board in Chapel Hill and Carrboro. Filene said her connection to the community might be fiercer than the average student because it's where she grew up, but she wishes other students would get involved.
While you're here, you're not just part of UNC, you're part of the town, and that's something that is part of the town's values, that the UNC community is the Chapel Hill community. So it's important to be informed about voting because it's important to be informed about where you live.
One of the students who doesn't plan to vote is Griffin McGuire. He may have the key to why other students don't either.
I didn't feel informed enough to vote for anything in the local elections about who was running or for what, and so I didn't.
Many local candidates don't make much of an effort to campaign on campus, at least compared to national campaigns and presidential elections. On campus, there weren't many campaign signs or candidates shaking hands. Chapel Hill Carrboro School Board Chair James Barrett says in his campaign he is trying to reach students.
It is really difficult to get college students interested in school board races. It's hard enough to get them involved in town council races, even though certainly housing and things like that, the town council controls, are important to college students. But to get them involved in K-12 school issues is just a challenge. We certainly make sure that we reach out to them as much as possible, particularly ones that do show up to vote.
Although it's difficult, Barrett said he's doing what he can. His son is a first year at UNC and has been spreading the word about Barrett's campaign at local polling places throughout early voting.
I think there are plenty of opportunities to educate yourself. There's a lot of stuff available online. There's even videos of forums. There's questionnaires that we've filled out. You can find out a lot about candidates, and I encourage everybody to get out and vote every single time that you possibly can.
An early voting precinct at the Chapel of the Cross, which is a 2-minute walk from UNC's quad, has received more than 500 votes and counting. But it's hard to tell just how many students cast those votes, as other community members vote there too. In Chapel Hill, I'm Cole Del Charco.